This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shit, it's all just dumb gay politics. America's gotten kind of whack, but we're not gonna let it go down like that, because we got a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. We probably don't have all the facts, but we got opinions and we'll probably backtrack. That's why it's a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. Are we gonna die? I don't know. You're extreme. I am extreme. It's all shit. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is Trumpanas. T-R-U-M-P-A-N-A-N-A-S. What? I don't know. I don't even know.
Hey, everybody!
God.
Welcome to Dumb Gay Politics. I'm Julie.
And I'm Brandy.
And this is the podcast where we treat politics like it's an important episode of Real Housewives.
Yeah, and it pretty much is.
That's right.
And there was no better thing to wean us off of our trashy reality TV addiction than the trashy, shady Trump administration.
It's so true. I wish they literally had, like the housewives do when they come to be like, I'm, you know, like, don't take the crown off of the queen. The queen is in the crown or whatever. Your fucking tagline.
Oh, the tagline. Yeah,
yeah. They all need taglines.
Like, they say we're involved with Russia, and we were.
Right. Right. They say I'm a racist nationalistic pig with a hemorrhoid for a nose, and I am.
My cousin Dean said that she thought Steve Bannon looks like a zit that can never be popped.
Also true. Or a scab.
Or a whitehead or something.
He looks like a scab.
Well, if you guys are wondering why Julie constantly thinks she's on Les Idol.
Oh.
Because we have started recording on our own.
Right.
We're still being, our producers are still Embassy Row. They're still doing the podcast, but we still have Taylor who's editing it. Francesca's moving up in the world. And Francesca's dick hunting still. But.
Yep.
They're all involved. Britain still ignoring us and making us do things and bossing us. But
dick hunting.
But now we have our own equipment at home and with Julie's cats Dingleberries, and she thinks she can't help but sing for some reason into the mics.
Can't help it. I'm listening to my voice.
And also because we have been scheduled.
Oh.
I did our schedule. It was harder than a calculus problem.
I know.
And we're scheduled all the way till 4th of July, which will be our first official day off since we started in December.
Which is amazing.
Our first official podcast off, I should say.
Right.
So there won't be a podcast the week of 4th of July for the 14th, okay, of you guys. But Julie's traveling a lot. I'm traveling a lot. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're together. Sometimes we're not. Mm-hmm. But either way, we're going to have a few evergreen episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Which are always fun.
Evergreen is a showbiz term for encompassing anything and everything.
Not timely.
Not timely. That's what it means.
Able to be played anytime. So, including this one, this isn't really an evergreen. We're trying to make it timely, but we're recording it on a Friday. This will post Tuesday, which means 900 bombs will go off.
We'll be in World War III by the time this airs.
That's right.
We'll be like, what? And then it'll be like, no, nuclear war.
So if this isn't, you know, the topics have gone and done, then that's what's up, because it's Friday right now.
And if there's an excess amount of sound, that's because I'm now living in a full demolition construction zone. So there's nothing I can do about that.
Yeah, there's construction going on around us. What I want to talk about, God, I wish I had some champagne. I just realized it's Friday at 2 and we're not drinking. So I wanted to apologize to the Canadians. Okay. We have more than one of our 14 is a Canadian listener.
We had quite a handful.
A handful. I'm going to say their names. Lisa Frankenfurter. These are all Twitter, but Julie might have had more on Facebook, but she doesn't write things down. So Lisa Frankenfurter, Kyle S. Pugh, and Connie Stephanie.
There were more on Facebook. Sorry, I did not write it down.
Okay. So sorry for you guys on Facebook. I want to apologize to you guys. And I want to say for the record that I didn't even mean to think that the whole country was represented by that Twitter account. Obviously, that would be like people blaming, talking shit about us for Donald Trump's tweets. You know what I mean? Obviously, everybody doesn't agree with that. But the Canadian Twitter account is run by their government, uh-huh. and it is a governmental arm. I read and researched because I wanted to find out, because you know, in Sweden, they pass it on to their citizens. A new citizen takes it over each week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's why when Donald Trump made that announcement, like, oh, you know, the terrorist attacks in Sweden, and this bitch is like sitting at home. She's like a kindergarten teacher. And she's like, what in the fuck? And her Twitter started blowing up. But that's not how Canada is. Some government employee runs that Twitter. And so I'm not apologizing to that person, because I felt like it was a snarky, cunty thing to do. To go against America and say the refugees are allowed here, our doors are open. I thought it was a bitchy thing to do. And I feel like Canada is like our cousin or half sister. And you know how it is with family. You're allowed to talk shit. But you then, when other people talk shit, you then can't talk shit.
Right.
You got to be like, you know, my sister's fucking annoying. Or you tell her you're fucking annoying. And then somebody else goes, God, your sister's annoying. You go, don't talk shit about my sister.
Right.
Even though you know she's annoying. It's like that. So that's the way I want our North American relationship to be, like, hey, we can talk shit about Mexico, but no one else better be talking shit about Mexico, okay?
Right, right. Because
that's our weird fucking brother.
Right.
We get our drugs from him.
Right.
Leave him alone, okay?
Right. Well, that's what I was also, I mean, I'm not articulatingly said it, but, and I was way harder than you because I really went in. But, you know, I was just sorry for that. But, you know,
when we talk shit about Canada, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're talking shit as our sister.
Right.
And, you know, and Mexico is our brother. I wonder why I make Mexico more masculine. It's interesting. We're like the trans in the middle. But we don't really want anyone else to talk shit about you. And that's the thing. And so I want to apologize to those people and clarify.
No, that's good. I hope that gives you peace. I hope that we're forgiven. And if not, you know, just got to keep it moving.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get to Eye of the Shitstorm.
Take some shit, put it up on the wall, check it out for a while. You take that shit up off of the wall, put it down on the floor in a glass bowl. You take some buck, put it up on the wall where the shit used to be.
This week, the Eye of the Shitstorm happened on Thursday when the U.S. military dropped the MOAB, or Mother of All Bombs, and what other name it has, on some ISIS caves in Afghanistan.
Madre de la Bombos? El Bombos?
Yeah. The Madre de la Bombos. Mm-hmm.
The mommy of all bombs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it was the largest and most powerful non-nuclear bomb ever used in the history of the world. It weighed 21,000 pounds, okay? So they usually use bombs, small bombs, called bunker busters, but not this thing. It's the size of a 25-foot moving truck. They have to fly it up into the air in a cargo plane and literally push it out the back.
And it also explodes over the target rather than hitting it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it explodes. It's so big. And it's, they also like to say the payload. The loads.
The loads.
Inside, if anything's going to kill anything, it's going to be loads. So the loads, it explodes at a certain level above where it wants to hit. And that explosion creates an extreme force that hits and shakes and kills and or anything even under the ground. If it's above the ground, you're dead. If it's below the ground, they were saying like their ears are bleeding. They're sick. They have to get out of there.
I know, the ears
caving
bleeding.
In.
So Trump won't say whether he specifically signed off on the bombing. He would only say, what I do is authorize the military. That's a quote.
My military.
Oh.
He said my military.
I guess I misquoted
which
it
is
then.
What everyone went crazy about too. He's like, well, I authorize my military. My military is going to go, you know, we love our military. My military.
Oh my God.
My military.
So he won't say that, you know, that H.R. McMasterson, H.R. Puffin stuff called him and said, can we do it? And he, you know, they obviously didn't consult him, because we know that back in January after he got inaugurated, he gave the Pentagon all this. He basically said, do what it takes to get rid of ISIS and don't call me. I'll call you because I don't like to be bothered unless it's, you
making
know, Ivanka.
Money.
Exactly.
Right. Unless it's Ivanka. Right. Right. Exactly. So now, where are we now?
So basically, the thing is like a complex of caves.
Oh, right.
in the Northwestern.
But they still don't know exactly. Like, they've been, for the last 2 days, we've been showing, like, you know, the pictures of the cave area, of the landscape, of the area around the caves. But we don't see any dead ISIS people.
Yeah, here's the thing. So it's the Northwest area of Afghanistan, and it's way, way, way out in the fucking boonies.
Right.
So there. So the thing with this gigantic bomb, which, you know, this gigundous motherfucker, is that, like, it's like, you could never really be used before because it's like, you're gonna, there's gonna be so many casualties.
Right.
It's just ain't cute. Right. So this, their complex of caves, their makeshift military base for headcutter offers. .org.
Right.
There's supposedly no civilians around, so they dropped this madre of El Bombos, and yet, was anyone killed? We don't know.
I mean, they couldn't provide one body.
Not one statistic.
Not one. Not one.
And then they're like, oh, they have these things called, like, IEDs, which basically stands for, like, very tragic homemade detonators or something.
Right.
It's like,
like, landmines, basically,
they're
or whatever.
They're homemade bombs.
Right. And those went off too.
And then I guess that was what was hiding in the caves. It was like they're like head chopper off axes.
Oh, so they
and they're so fucking homemade bombs.
So the bomb blew up their IEDs and their head chopping off instruments.
Exactly.
But none of them were in there because they were busy off chopping off heads.
No, I believe that. And also the thing with these caves, now they're all proud of themselves that they threw a $300 million bomb.
Oh my God. Okay?
$300 million bomb and destroyed their caves in the northwest corner of Afghanistan that no one even has mentioned. I mean, you know.
Right.
So they're like, even if there's no casualties or, you know, we didn't get any ISIS members, we did destroy this thing of caves, which they're using to get around and to hide. You know, right. But it's like, you didn't kill any of them with a spent $300 million and we don't even know if they killed
one? I mean, not for nothing. I want to see. Yeah. I want to see, like, at least three ISIS members without their heads. I want to see them blown up. I want to see body parts.
Exactly.
And you know what? And if that were the case, I'd be thrilled. I'd be fine with it. I'm fine with it.
Well, they haven't released it as of Friday. So if you guys hear this on Tuesday and they've got this long list, then good on them, because it better be a list worth $300 million. Cause I don't care if they got their fucking samurai swords blown up.
Exactly. I want to see some dead ISIS members if for whatever reason they decided to do that bomb, which was also in addition to such as, you know, why
questionable Afghanistan? Like,
been in there. Now, we've been in Afghanistan for something like 14 or 17 years.
Yep. I thought it was 16. So.
So fine. We've been at war or in that war because it was, again, in Afghanistan, Syria's sort of turning into Afghanistan where it's like, it used to be fine. Then all of a sudden there was a civil war and then people started fractioning off and they couldn't get a good leader. And then somehow, for whatever reason, because of that area, now we have all these different shitty Islamic terrorist groups. Then here comes Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, and then Al-Qaeda, and then Osama bin Laden. They all came from Afghanistan. So, like, now
drop
here
another
we are.
$300 million bomb on it.
I mean, so it's sort of like now, you know, then that country is so fucking screwed and it's run by warlords and tribes
well,
and fractions.
It's weird that he never mentioned it.
Yeah,
in the campaign.
Never.
And you know, his
whole
thing
is... Well, people forgotten about
it. His whole thing is element of surprise. So I wasn't surprised, even though I was like, damn, son, you just dropped bombs 3 days ago. Are you going to drop them again? What are we going to... And then somebody asked him about North Korea and said, do you think this, you know, journalist sent a message? And he said, I don't know if this sends a message. It doesn't make any difference if it does or not. North Korea is a problem, and that problem will be taken care of. By Tuesday, we will be in World War III with somebody.
I mean, I don't really know, honestly, how or what, or if in that moment when he made that comment, if he had read one thing about North Korea, or if anyone had told him about North Korea. But, like, we think the Middle East is scary. I mean, North Korea, they do have nuclear. That little fat piece of shit has nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
And that entire country is a military.
Yeah.
The entire country is shut off from the world. They don't get internet. They don't get TV. They get nothing. Everything is closed circuit. They have no access to any part of any other part of the world at all. They're poor. And, like, literally the majority of the people are in... It's like it's a country of... a military.
Yeah, a mind-controlled, enslaved military. It's
yes.
Like awful. And yeah, it's a problem, and it will be taken care of. Oh, can you be any glibber?
I mean...
reduce it down to something simple.
Right, and how do you...
show your solve it, like healthcare.
Right, I mean, why isn't Julian Assange and WikiLeaks or these guys... infusing the internet into North Korea? That's what they should fucking be doing, starting to help wake those people up.
Yeah, somebody's simply walking by like an electronics store and then like a message comes yes! up to them like, you're under mind control, I hit a gun here, walk right. here and shoot the president.
Or in the or TV that they have in their little homes, like the all only being able to watch like our great leader, the magnificent leader, the fat shitty fucking leader, and put in like Housewives. Just put in anything.
Yeah, put in
Housewives. Bravo. Let them see all of Bravo. Let them see something. But when you're not Julian Assange, when you're busy exposing Hillary Clinton's emails, fuck
well,
off.
Well, I think that before we go, I just want to say that my gut instinct tells me that the ISIS, I mean, just like anything else, gets a warning beforehand somehow. I mean, I don't know that they're keeping right. anything under wraps, and I think they grabbed all their porn and hit the road, and that we yeah. basically spent $300 million to blow up their caves.
Right. Well, know? They probably told Putin, who then told them, because, you know, the thing with also the Afghanistan is, like, Putin is aligned with them.
Yeah.
Russia's so. Aligned with ISIS. So
we're sending some message and we're doing something, but I don't know what it is. Okay, so let's stop talking about other countries because it's totally weird and brings me down. And we'll take it back stateside with Legislation Nation.
Ooh.
We're the kids in America. Whoa. We're the kids in America.
Whoa.
Everybody lives for the music around.
Welcome to Legislation Nation. This is the part of the show where we fill you in on the happenings in the legislature. Legislature. Legislature.
We haven't done this segment in a while, but after talking about bombings,
yeah, I love bombings.
I've had it up to here with national security. Uh-oh.
I love bombings. In my country, we love bombings. Oh, we get bombed all the time.
Is that the hook sex worker from Country Scan?
Country Scan. I live in Country Scan. And they do bombings all the time in my country.
So you love them?
Oh, we love bombings. Dick bombings.
Dick bombings.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
All right. So we're just not going to deal. There's other Russian shit going on with like the Trump cabinet where people are, you know, being found out every second. It's like every 6 seconds, a new member of the cabinet admits that they were working with Russia. But we're not going to deal with that until next week. So we're going to get into some stateside goings on. And by the time we come back for our next episode, hopefully someone will have actually gotten into some trouble with the Russia shit.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, this week in the legislature, Trump quietly fucked over Planned Parenthood and Betsy DeVos quietly fucked over poor people.
Yay. Neat. Let's start with Planned Parenthood because I know that's where your heart lies.
It's my favorite. Well,
okay. Do you know what happened?
Trump signed a bill on Thursday with zero cameras present, which is very odd because, you know, he loves everyone in the room. He likes all the ladies standing behind him clapping when he signs the special executive orders.
Right. And he loves showing off his pen.
Oh, all his pens and his leather bound book with the thing he signed. But there were no cameras, no one was in there, and what he signed allowed states to withhold federal money from organizations that perform abortions, like Planned Parenthood.
This is yet another thing where it was an Obama regulation, and Trump's killing all that, killing
reversed
the game.
Reversing all of Obama's shit.
So this Obama regulation prevented states from withholding funding specifically from Planned Parenthood. Now, states, federal money is... not a taxpayers' dollars are not allowed to fund abortions. That's just a federal rule.
Right.
But the thing was, Obama came in, and because Planned Parenthood does, you know, mammograms and pap smears and birth control and pregnancy tests and tons of preventative care, women's health care, abortions only make up 3% of their total services.
Men go there too.
And so Obama came in and said, Planned Parenthood, you can't withhold money from Planned Parenthood because 3% of their right. services go to abortions, because 100% of their money is not funded by the federal government.
Right.
So you can be sure your taxpayer dollars went to, you know, taking Julie's growth that she had in her fucking ovary and
right.
not
or
to
giving
her 20
all your,
abortions.
Right. Or giving all your daughters condoms or sons or whatever, and STDs and getting rid of herpes and getting right. your antibiotics and checking to see if you are pregnant.
Okay.
Or
so
whatever.
And it was America's biggest asshole, Vice President Mike Pence, who cast the tie-breaking vote after two Republicans, good on them, opposed the measure. Now, I just need to let you guys all know that we forgot to tell you when we were telling you about how Mike Pence can't ever be alone with women and fucking can't be at parties where there's alcohol with women and everything, that we forgot the most important piece of information, which almost made Julie, I thought Julie was going to start crying. He calls his wife mother. Mother is what he calls her all the time, every time. They've been together for like 30 years or something, and he calls her mother.
Now, maybe that's also a way for him to, as we had a lively discussion, maybe that's a way for him to also keep himself under check.
Whatever the reason is behind it, it's fucking weird. And America's favorite sister wife, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, called the signing a major pro-life victory. Moving
pro-life
on.
Victory.
The student loan
Congratulations.
Bill. So, on Tuesday, more Obama regulations got trashed when Betsy DeVos terminated the policy that helped to protect students and parents who use student loans. Now, I mean, that means poor people. Middle class and lower class people mm-hmm. who use student loans. Probably more middle class, but whatever. Anyone who's not rich that wants an education mm-hmm. is now fucked over by this. I literally want to kick Betsy DeVos's ass. I mean, I don't ever feel anything about Planned Parenthood. I don't feel anything about any of it, but this hits home for me, and you know why.
Well, yeah. Well, as a person who has a student loan. Still. I mean, you know, and people have student loans for their whole lives. I mean, there are people who go to medical school who will never not have those student loans. We're talking hundreds and thousands of dollars right. in student loans.
So when Obama and Michelle got in office, the thing Obama famously said, and he said it a million times, was that when he got elected president, him and Michelle Obama were still paying off their law school student loans.
Wow.
So he immediately went into like student loan reform. Now, my personal story is that, before I tell you my personal story, the thing that got reversed is that basically, there's a federal student aid in the Department of Education. There's a federal student aid department uh-huh. under the Department of Education.
Right.
That department does not handle the distributing and allocating of federal funds uh-huh. to students. They hire a third party company to do that. So those contracts are big. It's like Halliburton with like fucking energy or weapons.
Right.
The student loan contract is big. Lenders want this right. contract. It's right. enormous. They make a ton of money off it. Everyone wants it. Well, in the past, Bill Clinton, George Bush, like when I was in college, the company that got it would be like Sallie Mae.
Right.
Okay. Sallie Mae has like 14 different lawsuits against it right now. Like,
wow.
honestly.
Wow.
They're considered a predatory lender, which is why I'm fucked over.
Oh.
And so...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And the way that they're predatory is that they, like, for example, when I had my student loans, they never sent me, I didn't get a bill every month, like a credit card bill. At the beginning of the year, they send me a coupon book. This is, internet existed. I didn't go to college in fucking the dark ages. They would send a coupon book, but I didn't, pay a lot of bills in college, so I didn't know how anything worked. So you'd rip off this coupon and you'd just mail it in, and you never saw your balance. You never saw anything. So for me, my mom... You know, Pam, I love you to pieces. My mom, you know, when I got out of school, my student loans were $450 a month. I was like, honey, I don't even I have a skill to pay any $1. So my mom suggested you defer them for 3 years. This is another predatory lending thing. They make it easy for you and they encourage you to defer your payment for 3 years while copious amounts of interest are. So imagine not paying your home loan for 3 years. Your interest is just skyrocketing. You know, the loan was $50,000. You know, the fucking interest on a $50,000 loan and it accrued for 3 years, and I had no idea what was even happening. Then after 3 years, I'm like, okay, I start paying $450. So Julie knows this. I paid $450 for 10 years. I suddenly finally woke up. It was probably when Obama got elected. I was like, oh, student loan reform. Maybe it was way after he got elected. But I was like, I'm going to see if he did anything for my student loans. I make too much money for anything to affect me. I call up. I find out my balance. In 10 years, that's $45,000, you guys. I hadn't paid off $1 of the principal. And I went to Julie's and I was bawling my fucking eyes out and was like, oh my God. And I got educated in that day. And in less than 10 years, I was able to like, I mean, less than five, I was able to like practically pay it off. Because if you even pay $50 more than you owe, you can pay something down. But those predatory lenders, they don't tell you that. They don't teach you that. So the thing that Obama did, back to Betsy DeVos, is that he made it so that those contracts went to like lenders that weren't predatory, that had a history of being ethical, that were, you know, that were more for, that would encourage people to like pay the loan back. They didn't want people to default on their loans. They didn't want to, you know, like when they loaned everyone money for their houses and they were like, oh, we're going to own all these houses in 2 years. Like, right. They didn't want that. You know what I mean? So Obama made sure that non-predatory lenders weren't considered for these contracts. And in addition, whoever got the contracts, he made sure that you had all your options for paying back. They didn't try to cheat you or push you into a higher interest rate or push you into deferring. And Betsy DeVos turned around and fucking took that away.
Uh-huh.
Because she said let me just read you guys the quote, that it lacked a consistent objective. That was her answer. And they took it away. And it's like, all my whole generation of kids that went to school, it's like, are in massive student loan debt. Many people have defaulted on the loans. Many people have like terrible, awful credit and won't be able to buy houses or whatever else you do with your credit, buy cars, because they simply like just couldn't pay that back, couldn't make the payments. And she just took it all away because it's so important for credit card companies and loan companies and banks to make money.
Yeah. I mean, what else can you really say? And that's why, you know, listen, I knew she was a fucking asshole motherfucker.
It's like, whose side are you on? Religious. Why do you want that job?
Well, we know what side she's on.
Why do you want that job? So you can hobnob with other rich people? You're a fucking cunt, asshole, bitch. You're a puppet for the Republican Party. Like, why do you want that job? Let someone else have it then. You don't want to help students. You don't want to help the country get educated.
No.
You want to help rich people get richer.
Clearly. Clearly. And I don't know why. I guess it's because she's just, she wants to hobnob, which is what she's wanted to do the whole time, which is insane. Somebody, I read some article where... who's on, you know, like the right conservative side or whatever, which was like, the headline was something like, students have to pay their loans back now. Wah, wah. Like, too bad for you. Like, they're seeing it like, we've let you people take these loans and you're not paying them back. And now you're going to have to pay them back, or you're going to default so that they can make the money.
Well, I just know I do want to take responsibility, because I didn't say it, but like, it's obviously my fault that I buried my head in the sand for 10 years. But you know, I was a young kid.
Students don't
paying $450 a month and thinking I was making my life. That's so much money to me at that time. And even now, and it's like, and I can tell you that my mom didn't know, and they fleeced my mom, and they told my mom, oh yeah, consolidate these loans, consolidate these loans. One loan was for like $48,000, and I swear to God, one loan was for $800, and they told my mom to consolidate them, and then they consolidated at like a way higher interest rate, and I was locked in,
right.
And they just none of us knew. My parents didn't know. I didn't know. Nobody knew. It's your only option, and it's like, and they do it, and they do fuck you over. And now I can tell you that because Sally Mae got sued 1,400 ways to Sunday, they sent me this letter that was like, oh, you can pay $80 a month. Like,
whoa.
Yeah, because I paid it so much down,
right,
that they have to keep, it's, you know what I mean, they had to come back because they got sued and start trying to send out letters, do what Obama said.
Right. Well, fuck you, Betsy DeVos.
Yeah, fuck you.
Like, you suck.
It's time for skew.
Speaking of,
we don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
for Brandy and I to ride our tiny bicicleta to ski.
This is our segment called Time for Skew, where a live person teaches us something. And today we are talking to our professor for the day, Linda James.
Linda is a longtime good friend of ours and one of iTunes' first gay podcasters. Linda was the co-host of Gay Pimpin' with Johnny McGovern for a million years in New York. That podcast is now in LA and it's called Gayest of All Time and has new episodes available every Tuesday, as well as all the old episodes with Linda.
Yes. In addition to being a hilarious writer and podcaster, Linda was famous on the streets of New York for his sick, alt, cutting-edge drag. Now, this is neither here nor there. I'm certainly no expert, and I don't even fucking watch Drag Race anymore. But when I did, I always thought that Raja borrowed heavily from Linda, who, in my opinion, invented the tall, sexy, waify, flat-chested, heroin-chic supermodel drag look. So suck it.
Snap. Linda's resume is long and varied. But today, he joins us as an expert on hair. We don't allow any professors to take us to ski unless they have actually worked in their field. And Linda is a licensed hair professional.
So hold on to your wigs, everybody, because it's time for Skew. And class today is all about Donald Trump's hair.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Oh my God. Hi. That was an amazing introduction. Wow.
Well, that's your life.
I think you're. Thank you. It sounds like fake news.
Well, I did think Raja copied you, and it got on my nerves.
Mm. Well, I thank you. Okay. I would never say that to her face, but, you know.
Don't worry, she'll never hear this.
Yeah. Now, there's 14.
Now, Linda, we had a discussion. Oh, God. We had a discussion where you texted me and said, I have some tea. And, you know, to call you. So I called you. You dropped a little tea. And I thought, okay, we need to talk about this in the podcast. It's very, very important. So where should we start here?
I think that Linda should just tell the 14
okay.
the way he told you.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. well, first I have to ask, is the line secure?
The line is not secure.
Oh,
I think think it's only 14 people are listening, so it's that secure.
The line is unstable and could be explosive.
All right. Well, we're going to do this anyway. So for a long time, I've had this knowledge that I thought was very interesting and the American public might want to know, mm-hmm. But I was nervous to tell through the election cycle. I thought, you know, I don't want to ruin this man's life because he's going to ruin it on his own. It's never going to happen. I'm going to hold it. And then it got closer and I was like, should I call, you know, like who could I call to tell this to? I almost called Andy Cohen's radio station on Sirius, but I didn't. I said, you know what? Hillary's going to win. This is in the bag. It's not going to happen. Cut to now. We're living in Nightmare City. And
we're getting the scoop. It's fate.
Yes.
Because we're getting the scoop. Every channel's going to pick this up.
Right.
ET, everyone.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I'm really hoping that like some sort of interns are listening, yeah. as you say.
This is how we'll know. This
so
be,
anyway.
I know. This Banana's is how watch. I know.
I know. So anyway, I don't want to out everybody involved in this story. So I'll just say that I lived in New York City for a long time. My partner is from New York City. We know a lot of people from New York City, wealthy people, perhaps.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Mayhaps.
Right.
Very wealthy people who are involved with the Trumps since many moons ago.
Ooh. We know this. So we want the audience to know. We know this to be true. For years,
right?
We know that your partner comes from the cash,
right?
Comes from the cash,
right?
Well, okay, well, I said we weren't going to out who this was coming from, but I guess we have. So,
well, we know that you guys do run in circles with people. Well, hey, when you have money, you're around people.
Yeah,
with money,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure, sure. Well, we're not rich by any means, but you know, like he's from the Upper East Side, so he knew a lot of fancy people.
Right.
So one of these fancy people. was the late, great Claudia Cohen.
Okay, who's Claudia Cohen? No.
Okay. Claudia Cohen was working at Page Six in New York from, like, the late 70s into the 80s. And then, like, I remember her from when I was little. She was always a contributor on Regis and Kathy Lee. She'd, like, come by and give you the hot gossip from New York. And she was, like, she was married to, like, I don't know, the guy who owned Revlon or something. She was, like, a bazillionaire. She was, like, a mouthy bazillionaire lady who, like, spilling everybody's tea for money and attention, I guess. Which is great. I love that. So anyway, she told the person involved, who I heard this story from, in about, I guess, the late 90s or early 2000s, that Donald Trump, his hair, but there is a netting system involved, which makes this comb over, like, extra and very solid, and almost like a wig of his own hair with a little extra hair.
Wig. Let's just recap. A wig of his own hair with a little extra hair.
And don't forget, keyword, netting.
Netting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, netting. We're with you so far.
So,
and this is going back, you said, to the 90s, or late 90s, early
2000s. Which we know his hair has not changed.
That's right.
So.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
The story was that someone from, I think, you know, this is alleged. This is all alleged. Russia.
God forbid, his litigious ass on you. You know, they're very litigious, the Trumps.
Alleged. Melania did just win $2.5 million because someone called her a hooker. But.
Exactly.
When something's.
This is alleged. This is gossip. I'm just.
Right. We're just talking.
Passing on the fairy tale.
Right. We're just talking.
Just passing on the fairy tale.
That's right.
I think his hair is very real, very masculine, and very sturdy.
I mean, it looks attached to me. It looks attached right at the root to me.
I feel right at the root.
I feel like I can see the hairline. We invite everyone to just look at pictures of Donald Trump. Julie and I have been doing it endlessly, and we've been examining his hair up close, pausing the TV, and just
with a hat on.
Take a closer look for yourself, you know, and then make your own mind up based on Linda's fairy tale.
Well, the story was that he, at a point, would every day have someone come from either, I think it was José Hebert. I think the timeline fits on José Hebert Salon.
I mean, that would make sense. And you definitely Googled José Hebert.
Would come every day and apply this thing. Now, if you want to know what the netting looks like, because in investigating this, because I know we do our research on this show, I Googled hair netting and, like, figured it out. And I don't know if this is the exact company, but this is the concept. If you look up Invisiblend hair replacement system, you'll see the netting. And it's like a netting made of, like, monofilament, you know, like fishing wire.
Yeah, it almost looks like hair itself. The netting looks kind of made of hair.
It's like a gray hair down at the base or something.
Yes.
So that's like... that's like in a diamond pattern, and they attached, like, so much more hair onto that netting. So then glue down the netting, and then it's got this hair, and they take, like, a hook, and they pull all your own hair through it.
Yes,
so
a
it's
weaving.
Like a mix. It's a weaving, yes, of your own hair and this Invisiblend hair, José Hebert Invisa hair, you know.
I need some Invisiblend. And they take the kind of like on the side.
Now,
it's there for you.
Does the netting? I imagined at first, even when I looked at the picture, like it's lays flat on the bald spot, like a crochet or like a what is that thing that older ladies do? They sit and do
knitting.
You know, it takes a hook and it goes through the thing.
Oh, cross point
crocheting. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, crocheting. So I thought that maybe they infuse that onto the scalp, but I guess that's not really what it is. It's more like a crisscross of fish wire, kind of, and then the hair goes through it?
Listen, I don't know if this is the exact system that they're describing, but this is the closest I can find
yeah.
in my journey.
No, yeah.
And I don't think Donald... I allegedly think Donald Trump's hair is not completely bald on top. I think that allegedly his hair is very wispy, and so they do pull that through, and then they pull the extra through from around the side. You can see where that weird part is, you know, in the back.
Yes. Right.
And they like pull that through the netting a little bit and then swoop it back.
Well, because then we can see from the photos that, from what you're saying, from the fairy tale, there's this thick, you know, hair-like netting with some actual, you know, wig hair on there too, because it's the Invisible Blend hair,
right,
which is dyed orange or whatever to match his thing, his tabby cat vibe.
Uh-huh.
And then he has this hair coming from the back, which is grown so long.
So long.
If he was to push it back, it's to his shoulders.
Right.
But instead he pushes it forward. And then he then lays that, and that's how he invisiblends the invisiblend.
So then he must have to do hairspray, combing, teasing.
Right, Linda? Is that what you're saying here?
Yes. First of all, tabby cat effect almost made me vomit. It would have made me laugh so hard. You're right about that. He's not dyeing it so much, though. I wonder if he got a new, and it seems all of a sudden more silver, and I wonder if he got a new unit with more silver hair because they're letting it, like,
they want it to have a
like,
more
come
nature.
Out.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite is when he wears the baseball hat, and then I think he might push. I think the time when he pushes the long hairs back is when he wears a baseball hat, because all of a sudden it gets real long in the back. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I think it just gets sloppy is the thing. I think that the, I told Julia, I think that the Make America Great Again hat was all like a thing to like be like, how's he going to talk outside and not have a crow come and take away
try and kill
his invisible
right,
or, you know, lay eggs in it.
Oh, or just a family of crows is going to land on there and just be like, caw-caw! And then lay eggs.
Linda,
that'd be amazing.
That is why the fucking hat exists. No other president has.
That's why the hat
right?
exists.
Oh my yes. God.
Now and then they said, we can sell it.
And then they did. They sure did. Oh my God.
And they sure
did. You know
did.
What they need to do now is sell the goddamn Invisiblend and call it like Trump Blend or something.
I'm surprised he doesn't.
I know. He's probably getting close.
Maybe he at Mar-a-Lago. Maybe he's got a salon set up and. Gentlemen,
now
can go
Linda,
in there.
You did say though that they after they get the thing, they tease it. And, now, what I was wondering is, do they glue? Do you think they glue the Invisiblend at any point down to the forehead? It can't just be sitting there, can it?
Well, it is glued down. It's just that you don't really sit. That's why the flip down. You know, that's why we're doing this whole swoop down and over to cover that, like possibly being seen.
Right.
But even when it like gets blown up, it's the Invisiblend's there. So that's like a million little hairs. So that's like a lace front. That's even better than a lace front wig. You know, like that just looks like.
Yeah,
you can't tell what's going on.
Because when it blows up, it's confounding because you see. Some wispies. Mm. And then you go, huh. But now we know it's the fucking Invisiblend, which is genius.
Right. Invisiblend.
Yes.
So good.
There's also hair stranding, maybe another. I don't know. You know, Invisiblend is a place that I find in New Jersey that does this, which, like, maybe they are involved.
That makes sense. Local.
But there's all kinds of... I encourage the listener to look them up because it's fascinating. All the options for male hair replacement. And like, maybe you can write on the fan page what you think Donald Trump's hair is made of.
Oh,
and we're
or what system
but, I mean, I just told you.
What kind of system
what
it
system,
is.
Exactly. Which exact system it
and
is.
And then I just wanted to clarify. So this lady, the rest in peace, Page Six lady, she just said in the early 2000s, she spilled the tea that he was having someone come up each day and do this to his hair before he left the house. Or was it any public appearance or was it before he went to the office every day?
This was she said every day. Who knows? Like the Invisiblend system can hold for days at a time.
Oh, of course.
So he must have a crew, though. In the White House, no.
Imagine he's got a team.
Does he have a glam squad?
He's been having a team since Apprentice. He needed to keep it on lock. He had to have the door closed. No one's allowed to say.
Yeah.
They've all signed NDAs.
Right.
Well, during the election, I read an article about that was I don't know. They interviewed a gay guy and like, how do you feel about doing the Trump's makeup for all these appearances when they hate you. And he was like, well, I'm collecting that money, and I just do Tiffany and Ivanka and, you know, whoever. And no one does Trump. Trump stays in his own, like, you know, panic room or something with his team of stylists that are, they, like, I don't know, are...
Yep.
What they've got over them.
Exactly.
Are scared of death, you know?
Yes. And scared of getting sued. But we're not going to get sued. Yeah. And neither is Linda, because we've said allegedly fairy tale. This is all a dead person said. Go find up, dig up Claudia Cohen or whatever her fucking name is. And dig her up. Deal with her.
We're just spinning, weaving tales. Spinning tales.
This is fake news. This is fake news. Right.
This is fake news. Well, Linda, thank you so much for being our teacher today. Tell our 14 listeners where they can find you on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, just in case they want to set up an appointment to have their hair cut by a legend.
Oh, well, they'd have to be in a very specific place. How about you just find me on Twitter at @the_Linda_James.
Yes.
Yes. No, and yeah, I guess you're keeping your Instagram private. I want to tell you that Julie's...
You can find it later. Okay. You can...
Just find it, you guys. We know you're all creepers. Julie's cat, Dumpling, who never bugs on to this extent. The second you came on the line, he knows your cats do supermodeling, and he obviously wants to get discovered by you and or photographed by you. Something, he wants to be in your harem of cats, because he will not leave us or these microphones alone. You hear all this knocking around? That's the cat.
Maybe he's gonna. My cats are surrounding me right now, just staring at me.
God, I mean, this is crazy.
Oh, I wish we had the URL for that cat. Remember our favorite cat thing that Linda did back in the day with the cat?
Oh my God!
Yeah, Drag Cats is on YouTube. I keep getting a thing. First, my boyfriend wants me to just quit everything and commit my life to Drag Cats, but it's only like six episodes.
Well,
I get an email from Google saying that the domain is expired and they're taking it away, but, like, I don't know what's happening. It's on YouTube for sure.
Well, people should look it up. It's called Drag Cats. Oh, yeah. I hear your cat.
Is that you, Linda, or is that totally. Your cat? Is it you doing it?
That is my cat.
Oh, okay. See, get away, cat.
That's Nelson.
Okay, well, we love you so much. Thank you for calling. And everyone's so lucky they have this tea.
I know. Cat. Invisible. Okay. Linda, love you, Linda. We'll talk to you later.
Love you. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, bye.
And now it's time for So There's That.
So there's that.
As you know, this is the part of the show where Julie's supposed to come up with her So There's That moment of the week. Her job is to find one positive thing coming out of this administration amidst all the fighting and terribleness. Now, there's probably been less good things happening, but regardless, Julie has gotten progressively lazier at finding them. So I give her shit every week, hoping that maybe my passive-aggressive shaming will create a positive change. And guess what? It did. Because an angel from Dumb Gay Politics 14 Listener Heaven tweeted Julie and offered to become her So There's That intern. Now, this Twitter angel is named, I think it's pronounced, it's either Aaron or Aaron. Aaron Aro? That'd be kind of funny if it was Aaron Aro. But either way, it's if you wanna find the angel on Twitter, it's at @AranOroe.
Right.
Now that's punchy. @AranOroe.
Call of Kingdom right to feet. @AranOroe. Well,
now let's see what Meow Meow brings to the table now that she's got some help from Aaron the intern.
Well, now that I don't have to think about it or research or find things, this is amazing. Great. So Aaron Aroe, thank you so much for finding this. So I never would have found this. I don't even know how. But basically, okay, listen, what I do is I go online, I Google stuff. I'll Google such things as good things that came out of Trump administration
told us that
today.
Before.
Well, some people are listening for the first time. So
sorry then, I apologize to them.
So I can never find anything. I always find passive aggressive things. But this is actually a good thing. Whether it's because of this administration or not, it doesn't matter. It's happening now during this time.
Oh, way to take it away from... Wow.
So basically, in a landmark opinion, a bipartisan group of judges found that the Civil Rights Act prohibits anti-gay workplace discrimination.
Do you say anti or anti?
I say anti.
You do. That's kind of cute. Is that, do you think that's it? I don't know. I say anti.
Oh, should I? Is that the right?
No, I don't think there's a right or wrong. I just think like people less intelligent probably say anti. Just kidding. I don't. I think it's probably, maybe it's an East Coast, West Coast thing. I don't know. Cellulite.
I mean, basically the Supreme Court like, apparently came out where these bipartisan judges like found, you know, people come with cases all the time where it's like,
can you give me an example of anti-gay discrimination in the workplace?
Yeah, if you're working somewhere and you're out and your boss says your lifestyle is gross, you're fired. That's anti-gay discrimination.
I mean, I just thought any discrimination, or personal discrimination like that was...
There's one here. There's the case that brought it is called Hively versus Ivy Tech, holding that Title IX of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 prohibits sexual orientation discrimination. The 8-3 ruling is an extraordinary victory for LGBTQ advocates, blah, blah, blah.
Way to do your research. I know. Aaron, can you believe this shit? What happened there? Did the person not get the job because they were gay?
She was working there and then lost the job.
See what I mean, you guys? You know who'd lose their job and it wouldn't be because they're gay?
I know.
This motherfucker.
I forgot to write it down.
Or read it.
Yeah. No, I read it. I read it. I know. But there's other cases that have come through where people feel that they either get fired or they're harassed or whatever because of their sexual orientation within the workplace. And it's like that stuff that's why that Freedom of Religion Act is so confusing and so gross, is because they then counteract it by saying
that's our religion. So I don't have to make take your blood test for your marriage license for your gay marriage because
That is correct. Or let's say in the college, the lady doesn't want to wear a dress, or wants to wear a suit. And they're like, no, women wear dresses. And she says, no, I'm going to wear a suit. And they go, well, then you're fired. She now can say that's workplace discrimination due to sexual orientation.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
So basically, it's great because it means ultimately
that women can wear suits at work.
That's right. It's bipartisan. It's through the court. It's great for gays and women. And
hello.
Yeah.
Come in.
And so I want to thank Aranaro for finding that for me. I'm sorry I didn't explain it
or
better.
Read it, or take notes or remember.
But look it up because it's pretty cool. And
isn't it neat that so there's that still sucked?
I should not have to do it. There's that workplace discrimination. I don't want to have to fucking do so. There's that. Why are we still sticking to
it? Talk to Britain. She's discriminating against you.
Yeah. Well, I feel discriminated against. I don't want to have to do it. Nobody even cares. Oh, you know what? So there's that. That's it for this episode of Dumb Gay Politics.
Remember, we recorded this a few days early, so don't freak out when you're listening to this on Tuesday wondering why we aren't talking about the 900 more bombs that Trump dropped or whatever.
Or the fact that North Korea is exploding everybody. Thank you all for your supportive comments, tweets, and reviews. We read them all, and they give us life, even the shady ones.
Oh, that's right. In addition to the many criticisms that we get from our actual fans on Facebook, we got our first official bad review
right.
on iTunes.
Yes.
Now, our 14 listeners have given us 223 5-star reviews, and we fucking check those reviews every day like it's gone up to 223. But little did we know, a creeper got in and he gave us 1 star.
Yes. And as you know, I can't handle these people, these creepers. Brandy thinks it's hilarious.
Go ahead and read it.
The creeper asshole sexist troll's name is Georgie Boy 1991. That's GEORGIEBOI. Oh, God, it might be a girl. 991. And it's important to note that the boy in the name is spelled B-O-I. And usually when people put the year in their handle, it's the year they were born. So I'm going to assume this is a 26-year-old gender-neutral asshole. The title of the review is Idiots. And then Georgie Bois goes on to say that our podcast is a load of garbage from two people who have no idea what they're talking about. Trump should hire you to replace Sean Spicer.
Well, it's kind of...
Fuck you, Georgie Bois!
It's kind of true, and I actually do want Sean Spicer's job. I kind of think we should make that our new tagline. Dumb gay politics, a load of garbage from two people who have no idea what they're talking about.
That is actually pretty good.
See?
That is pretty good. But Georgie Bois can go suck a bag of fucking
dicks.
This
is your place to say what you want.
Yeah, I'm saying what I want, okay. Which is that. Which is too bad. You know what? Don't listen anymore, Georgie Bois. Just don't listen anymore.
Don't say Bois one more time. It's bugging me.
Well, B-O-I bugs me.
I know. Well,
you know? B-O-I bugs me, and I'm a lesbian, and I know you're going to be like, well, it's lesbian shaming and all that stuff, but I don't like it. I think it's dumb, and I'm not into it. And when you put it into your thing on my eyeballs... You're trying to tell me something and I'm not fucking having it. So take your BOI and get the fuck out of my face.
Well, you were going to tell everyone about how I think it's funny, but you get enraged.
Yes, you think these are hilarious when people come on and say that we're idiots or garbage or, you know, that we're dumb or I look like a man or you're a whore.
I don't think it's funny when they say you look like a man.
Or whatever it is that they say.
I think it's funny when they say I look like a whore with bad ombre extensions.
Right.
Like,
oh. I don't like any of it. I definitely have a thin skin when it comes to that. And I know I shouldn't since I give it and I should be able to take it. But for some reason, it bugs me that you took the time to like comment like that. I just never would do that. I bet
Georgie Boy's listening now.
Good. Go fuck yourself, Georgie Boy.
It was 36 hours after. It was like when I looked at it, it was like from 36 hours ago, so that she or whatever hair had obviously listened to the Syria one, which was very intense. And even I, like, you know, that got a little less fun to talk about, you know. It's not as fun to be garbage and not know what you're talking about when like Americans are fighting for important stuff and people are dying for that shit. And it's like, oh God, I finally understood like why politics is never funny.
Well, and you know, everyone has an opinion and, you know, and it's politics and maybe we don't know everything, but that doesn't mean we aren't allowed to say what we want or say what we think, or you aren't allowed to say what you want or what you think. And even though I think you're an asshole and a fucking douche and you're coming on my shit, talking shit about me, keep doing it. Please keep doing it. Go be you.
Now you're going to wish you copyrighted that shit, because this is about to be called Dumb Gay Politics, a load of garbage from two people who have no idea what they're talking about, which is basically what it was anyway, because I'm just going to remind you, it said Julie Goldman, the gay, and Randy Howard, the dumbass, dissect the weekend news with the podcast with lots of feelings and very little actual
facts. We never
facts.
Said we're journalists. We never said we knew anything. We're two people who are just talking and like anybody else. And I don't even care if you're in politics. I don't care if you're a full on journalist. The only reason you're there is because you say that you are that thing. And apparently you've done the research to be able to do it. Have we done that? No. We never said that we were journalists.
What about the title Dumb Gay Politics?
It's called dumb.
Made Georgie Boy think this. We had any idea what we were
talking
about.
It enrages me. It enrages me. I'm enraged. I'm enraged by Georgie Boy.
A load of garbage from two people who have no idea what they're talking about. Well, you guys, as always, it's been real and it's been fun.
But mostly, it's been garbage. About by two people who don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yay. Next time you hear us, we're going to be cracked out on Mexican diet pills because Julie's going to Mexico.
Oh, no. Okay, yay! I'm going to Panama.
Well, when are you getting in the diet pills?
May 2nd.
Oh, fuck.
America's gotten kind of whack, but we're not going to let it go down like that, because we got a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. We probably don't have all the facts, but we got opinions and we'll probably backtrack. That's why it's a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. It's all shit. It's all shit. I mean, are we gonna die? I don't know. You're extreme. I am extreme. It's all shit. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is Trumpanus. T-R-U-M-P-A-N-A-N-A-S. What? I don't know. I don't even know.